Finally today, we remember Rigo Tovar. He was a pop star in Mexico in the 1970s and 80s. Reporter Beto Arcos used to listen to him. Beto is also the author of a personal essay in a newly published book called Rigo es Amor.
Rigo Tovar was born in Matamoros, the Mexican border city on the other side of Brownsville, Texas. His father was Mexican and his mother, Tejana. In his early 20s, Rigo and his older brothers moved to Houston in search of a better life, and there he founded the group Costa Azul. In 1971, an executive from a local record label offered to pay for his first studio recording, Mi Matamoros Querido, an homage to his beloved hometown. This was one of the first songs by Rigo Tovar I heard on the radio. I was 12. In the mid-1970s, Rigo Tovar released what I consider his best album, Amor y Cumbia, or Love and Cumbia. The record helped propel him to rock star status, and he played it to the hilt, complete with long hair, leather pants, and dark sunglasses, modeled after his beloved Black Sabbath and Queen. Here is one of his classic cumbias from that album, El Testamento. Rigo Tovar had a gift for quirky, over-the-top lyrics. I mean, who else could think of leaving a will with verses such as these? Asunción le dejo aquí mi corazón. A María toda, toda mi alegría. To Asunción, I'm leaving my heart. To María, all my happiness. A million hugs to Concepción. To Teresa, all my sadness. To faithful Leticia, all my caresses. And to the cruel Amparo, nothing for being unfaithful. With this song and dozens of others played on the radio, Rigo Tovar became Mexico's biggest tropical music artist. At one point, radio stations across the country even had the Rigo Tovar Radio Hour, so they could attract a big audience. Cuando buceaba por el fondo del océano, me enamoré de una bellísima sirena. Fuera del mar sin vacilar feliz humano, y nos casamos en las playas de Caleta. I have to mention that my older brother Quintín was a huge Rigo fan. He would buy all his records, and of course, we learned how to dance to Rigo's cumbias at weddings, 15 años, and baptisms. But I have to say, Rigo wasn't liked by everyone. Some people in our circle of friends considered him in bad taste. They felt his music and songs were cheesy and his persona too campy. His appeal was biggest among the working class because he was one of them. He talked like them and looked like them. The middle class was smitten with the disco craze and every other type of American music. Rigo was not cool to them, but he was to us. Ay, amigo. Today, looking back at Rigo Tovar's career, I think his most important contribution to Mexican music was something I call Cumbia del Desamor, or Cumbia of Unrequited Love. You see, before Rigo Tovar, Mexicans could only sing the blues with rancheras, sung by a mariachi band next to a bottle of tequila. But what better therapy could there be to cure the wounds of love but a cumbia dance? Imagine you're depressed and brokenhearted, and a radio DJ puts on this very cool tune by Rigo Tovar called I'm Still Waiting for Her. It's time to dance the blues away. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.
And it's time for us to dance right on out of here. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Back tomorrow.